Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Gotham Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Haradian. I'm going to be talking with, amongst other people. I call them, I'm their fans. I don't know what they see, how they see this show, but I'm really the fan for the fan. Does that make sense? I'm a fan of every single caller that calls in. So if you're listening to us live right now, call in at 347-637-3821 so I could be your fan. Tonight we'll be talking about Knock Knock. Who's there? Yes, on Gotham. That premiered yesterday. It is now season 2, episode 2. So there we go. We're in our second night of Gotham. Last week was a great start for season 2. I'm glad they kind of didn't do remember we were talking about the years jump or like decades. They wanted already a young teenage Bruce Wayne, or I mean a lot older, of course, and then closer to becoming Batman. But it looks like the writers are keeping on track, meaning what age is Bruce Wayne currently? That's my question to you guys. So let's get to the phones from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. Usually,
what's up, Matt? Welcome back.
Usually, I'd be in bed right now, but I sacrificed to call in on the podcast. But I can still wake up in the morning.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate your time, and we know it's very valuable. So, thank you for calling in. Quick question. So, what'd you think of Knock Knock? What was your first gut reaction?
Awesome. That guy who was playing the Joker, I was geeking out, so geeking out through the
He is getting good, right?
He is awesome, man. I mean,
seriously,
it was insane. As I'm patiently waiting for the Flash and Arrow, I mean, Gotham is filling in.
It's holding me up,
right
too.
Now.
You're so right.
It's holding up. And then
yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came back tonight, and
yeah,
that
it
pulled
sure
in
did.
The blanks, too.
All right,
doing
cool.
Film talk after this?
Yeah, sure, why not? Let's do that. Marvel Film Talk. If you're a Marvel fan, join me and Matt right after the show. All right, let's see. From area code 469, who is this?
Hey, it's Rock and Roll Joe. No, I'm just kidding.
Rock and Roll Joe, what's up, sir?
What's going on?
Did you get a chance to watch last week's episode?
Dude, no, man. Thursday, I finally get my Dish satellite. This Thursday.
Oh, right. You did tell us. It was in October, right?
Yeah.
So sorry.
So next Tuesday, when we do this again, I'll be able to discuss the episode. But I'm
awesome.
A fan.
But you know what? You're a pro, man. You got nerves of steel, or should I say balls of steel, for calling in on a podcast as we talk about the episode. And you're like, you know what? I'm still going to watch it.
Heck yeah, you're damn right, man.
That's great. So you get like a little preview of what you're about to watch.
Yeah, a little spoiler cast, if you will, yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Another caller from area code 609. Who is this?
Hello.
Not there. I'm going to leave the channel open, so if he chimes in, I'm sure it's a he.
I know that's fantastic.
It's always a great sausage fest here. No disrespect. No. let's see. We have another caller from area code 432. Who is this?
Hi. This is Karina from Texas.
Hi. Is it Kata?
Karina.
Karina.
Oh, Karina. Okay, sorry. My bad connection.
It's okay.
How are you, Karina? How are you tonight?
I'm great. Joe convinced me to call in.
That is awesome. And you know what? Matt, let's give Joe a round of applause. He brought in someone to our group here.
Like I did once.
Yeah, you did too.
John.
See, that's why at the start of the show I said, I'm your fans. You know?
Yeah.
I get excited to call in just to talk to you guys. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
And Karina,
and
tell everybody
on the
internet right now, because we're live broadcasting worldwide, and we get thousands of downloads, so we know people are listening. Tell how easy it is to call into our podcast.
Just punch
so
in
easy.
10 numbers.
That's it. You call in and you're in. It's like one of those old school chat rooms before the internet. Party lines. That's what it was called. Party lines.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Okay, moving on. We got one last caller from air code 609 coming back at you.
It's Speed Force Frank. What's going on?
What's up, Speed Force Frank? How are you, sir?
Good.
Francesco.
French, a.k.a., you just gave up his alter ego, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Secret identity.
It's been a while.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, Francesco, Matt says it's been a while. Do you want to explain?
It's been a while. I mean, how many shows have we done?
Two? This is our second one.
Next week is the big week. Flash and Arrow, finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
So and we're back on those podcasts. If you're a fan of those shows, it's going to be a busy week for me, and then because we're going to include Supergirl as well, so we're going to have a Supergirl talk podcast.
Yeah.
So if you're fans of those shows,
be able to watch. The thing I'm confused, Jesus. How are they?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the big elephant in the room, and you don't have to watch tonight's episode to talk about what I'm going to bring up right now. The big elephant in the room is they put up, and this is two different networks, Supergirl and Gotham back-to-back. Of course, Gotham already has a head start because they started their series, and then, of course, probably at the time Supergirl premieres, they'll probably throw in a rerun just so they won't show actual numbers, with the premiere. But if they don't, kudos to them. They want to show how strong the show is. But it's really not Warner Brothers' fault because Warner Brothers does not own CBS and Warner Brothers does not own Fox. So it's totally out of their hands. They just produce the shows and not the ownership, for distribution at that moment. So once the deal is done with CBS, when they cancel the show, the whole unit rights goes back to Warner Brothers, and they're the sole ownership.
Yeah.
But, the big elephant in the room is, why would DC do this, as Marvel fans love to cry out? of course, it has no hands. I mean, if they would have had Constantine on the same night, imagine Constantine, Supergirl, and Gotham in one night. That's like torture for Warner Brothers because they would have been like, what are you guys doing? You're cannibalizing us as we produce these shows for you. So what do you guys think about this? And also I want to let you know, you got to pick one. Who will triumph from this if not coexist?
Gosh.
Okay?
That's an easy
answer. You can't say that they'll coexist because come on. One's going to be the bigger number. There's no asterisks in, winnership.
No.
So you got to pick one. So tell me how you feel, and then at the end, tell me Gotham or Supergirl will triumph on that Monday night. Let's start with you, Matt from Florida.
Supergirl, but it's going to be hard because first I'll be watching Gotham, and then I'll have to, in the middle of Gotham, I'll have to flip it over to Supergirl, and then the next day I'll have to restart Gotham on demand.
You don't have the dual recording because, a lot of DVRs these days, you
can
record two shows at one time.
Up
to five. But, I mean, if you're at the minimal, at least you can record two shows. You don't have that option, Matt?
It's just I tape Big Bang Theory at 8 during Gotham.
Oh, there you go.
Theory fan.
Yeah.
That's all why. Right.
Okay, so you say Supergirl will triumph on Monday night,
right? I'm looking forward to it, and a friend of mine is looking forward to it, too.
Okay, we got Matt's vote. Let's go to you, Joe from Krypton. Tell us your gut reaction when you heard that news, and then who will triumph at the end.
When I first heard that news, it kind of pissed me off a little bit because I, you know, these are all DC shows, and I'm really a hardcore DC guy, and I want all these shows to do really well, especially with the rating.
Yeah.
So I kind of think Warner Brothers didn't know, and I think they kind of I think they're going to have to kind of bite the bullet on this one, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe next season they can change the time slots, but I think they're going to have to kind of duke it out for now. But, dude, no question, no fucking question, Supergirl is going to fucking triumph over Gotham, dude.
All right, we got two votes for Supergirl. Thank you. Yeah. A very, very passionate plea there from Joe from Krypton. Let's go to you, Speed Force Frank. Your gut reaction.
My gut reaction, I didn't really have a reaction to it. I mean, they're the same, you know, the same universe. I mean, I don't think they're going up against each other on purpose. I don't know. I don't have any big thoughts about it. But overall, I think Gotham will have higher numbers. I think the first 2-3 weeks, Supergirl will, because it's brand new. People are going to check it out. But I think people know Gotham and who's in Gotham. I mean, I think Gotham will have better numbers. I mean, even from last week, Gotham retained its numbers. Like, a lot of the shows fell off. Like, you know, those are all new premieres, like, dropped. But Gotham held its own. And I mean, you know, I don't know if you who's watched it on the show that's on tonight, but I mean, you know, those evil guys that are on there, like, you know, Jerome and all them, they're interesting, especially with Barbara. I mean, it's really, really good.
Yeah, now with Barbara in the mix, it's so whoa. She's really gone to the deep.
Psycho bitch. She was crazy psycho bitch.
Matt, we got it.
A lot of people from Twitter have been praising the show so far.
Has been awesome.
Yeah, but hey, here comes girl power. Because, you know, girls love to watch TV, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, when Bruce fired Alfred, oh, my God, when he said, okay, I need some references now, he's going to leave Gotham, go to Star City, and get trained by Oliver Queen. I was yelling, Oliver Queen.
No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
No, I know, but it was a dream fanboy.
Wishful thinking.
To
all right, Karina, you've heard us geek out about the news between the fight on the time slot for Supergirl and Gotham. What was your gut reaction when you heard that news?
I didn't have a reaction. I just barely found out. It's news to me.
Oh, wow. Okay, so now that you found out, what do you think about that? That they're putting two properties head-to-head on a Monday night?
Well, it's DC and it's showbiz for you, you know? Wow.
Yeah. The dog-eat-dog world. We have a new caller from Eric Code 469. Who is this?
Hey, Chris from Kendo.
Hey, Chris. How's it going, sir?
Hey, what's up, man?
Going great.
Well, say hello to our new member, Karina, joining us via Joe from Krypton.
Hello, Karina. Welcome.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Hey,
now. I don't know if you've been hearing our conversation, Chris. What was your gut reaction when you heard the news that Gotham was now going head-on with the new Supergirl?
They can try, but we're going to see what happens. I mean, either way, I agree with Joe and, you know, I agree with Joe, whatever he said.
Whatever he said, you can't even point out? What's going on here?
Okay. I do think everybody's, like, want to see Kara, his Superman traveling, and they're going to bring the Smallville feel, you know, and everybody's going to want to, like, see, they're going to look back on Smallville, you know, they're going to think, like, you know, this is the new Smallville, you know, even though it's not. So everybody's going to be watching that. But I think it'll be on the same day.
Yeah.
Hello.
Same day, same time. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Stick with it.
There we go.
That's why we're talking about
yeah.
it.
This isn't going to be crazy. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, you guys already voted. Matt says he's going to watch Supergirl first. So does
yep.
Joe.
Yep.
Speed Force friend. Yeah, I think you said Gotham, right?
Well, at first I told you Supergirl for the first 2 weeks, but then, you know, I'll probably switch back to Gotham.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Karina, you say, oh, yeah, we didn't hear your thoughts. Who do you think is going to win, Gotham or Supergirl?
For the rest of the people, I'd say Supergirl because it's new.
Mm.
Right. I think that's the only upper hand Supergirl has. Because everybody's going to
yeah.
think, like, I want to see some effects. I want to see her flying. I want to see
yeah.
her, you know, ripping cars apart. That's what guys
yeah.
are going to go see. They don't want to go see, oh, the love story. You know, because they could get soap opera, you know. And,
yeah.
hey, even Smallville got a little soap opera sometimes, so.
Oh, yeah.
Quite
yeah.
a bit. There are times
yeah.
where
everybody's like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
It goes so slow.
All right, let's go to you, Speed Force Frank. Did you watch tonight's episode, Knock Knock?
Last night's episode?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, yeah. Different
yeah,
day, yes.
Yeah.
Last night.
I was like, uh-oh. Yeah, I watched it. I mean, everything is great. I love the show. I mean, Jerome.
What
Jerome
about Edward Nygma? I mean, he's just growing and growing. You're like,
yeah,
dude,
you know,
go villain
so.
All the way.
I like the psychological aspect of it. I mean,
yeah.
he's really good. A lot of people.
And they're not making it cheesy either, right?
No, they're not. A lot of people are saying stupid things like, oh, what if he's Two-Faced? I mean, a lot of people just don't, they're thinking every other character is somebody different.
Wow.
Like, no, these people are who they are, but I love it. I mean, I love everybody on the show besides, I think Jerome is a little too off the top. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think he's great.
Yeah,
as,
I could see it kind of like more Broadway.
Yeah, he's more
yeah.
Broadway-ish. I mean,
a little too much,
but,
yeah. Like, bring it down
overall,
just a little.
Overall, I mean, the action has been really, really well, and it's
yeah.
just awesome. It's totally Gotham, which is awesome.
And I don't know, man. Barbara is growing on me now that she's kind of this badass.
Yeah, she's much better as a villain, and some actors are. Some actors can play.
Yeah,
better.
I love it. I love it. I'm like, that's great that we could see one character and then all of a sudden blossom into this whole different other character.
Do
now, that's good range,
you,
man.
Do you think they're using her as kind of like a AKA Harley Quinn? Like, they're not using, that's not the character, but I mean, do you think they're using that type of character off of Joker to gain popularity?
Oh, that's a good thought. Did you read that somewhere or you just came up with that?
Well, no. I don't think she's Harley, but I mean, like, I think they're trying to capitalize on the Suicide Squad, maybe trying to,
yeah.
right.
trying to have that aspect into the show.
No, and is there like a no Harley Quinn clause with Gotham? Do you guys know? Like,
no.
oh, you can't touch this character. Have
I'm
they
sure
officially
Matt,
said
I
something like that?
No, but you have to be a student at this point. Once you have to
and the only reason why I say that is because remember with Arrow when they used Harley Quinn, you know, like the back of her head, and then after that they're like, oh, no more Harley Quinn because of Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah,
that was the last time we saw Harley Quinn.
All you heard was her voice, really. That's
yeah,
pretty much what you heard.
The voice, and then you saw the back of the head. So you really didn't see it, you know.
But she would be in high school at this point, I would think, right?
She would be what?
She would be
in
high school at this point, yeah.
Well,
an Astro?
I think she would,
no,
she would be
in high school. In high school.
Oh, high school.
No,
okay.
No way, dude. No way. She's way younger than that, than Bruce Wayne.
No, yeah, I would say like junior high, maybe.
I don't know, man. Probably younger. Oh,
in diaper.
Younger, elementary. Yeah, she is pretty young.
Diaper.
Yeah.
But
well,
then
I mean,
remember,
you know,
she's a doctor too. By the time we see her.
Well, I mean, you've seen psychiatrists that are 22 years old. You know, I mean, it's not that much
really?
Of a stretch to believe. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
I'm out of it. Okay. All right. Thank you, Speed Force Frank. Let's go to Joe. I'm assuming you didn't watch it, right?
No, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, on the web or anything. Sure. Okay. Karina, did you watch Knock Knock?
Of course.
And give us your reactions and tell us your favorite parts, and this is where you get to share.
All right. Well, I didn't The show was great, but it wasn't all that, I guess, because I feel like it was lacking something.
Oh, like what? Like, what do you think was missing? And tell us, if you have a scene in mind, tell us what do you think was lacking?
I don't know. It was a very interesting episode, but it was just like, not the best one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
hey.
Huh?
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Also, like, I'm very fond of Jerome.
Yes.
You know, he's growing a big fan base, if you guys are noticing on the web. There's a lot of traction on Jerome.
It's kind of polarizing with Jerome. Some people love him a lot. I see a lot of people on the internet.
A lot of people are hating, too. I know what you mean, Joe. A lot of people are hating.
What does she like about him? What does she like about him, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, Karina, if you could point out some you know, things about Jerome that come to mind.
He embraces the whole Joker personality, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
see, everybody, all these girls like bad guys.
I don't, honestly.
They like the bad boys.
Like, no, I don't.
No.
Honestly, I freaking love Edward Enigma on there. I'm like,
another bad guy.
He's geeky, in a way.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, he has a little following, too, on Twitter. I've been reading his tweets about him, and a lot of fans are definitely on him. And that would be cool if he could join us on the podcast or any of the other cast members. I'm still trying on Jada.
Yeah.
I kind of know someone that knows her, so I'm working that angle, so maybe Jada could drop in and say hi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then also, coming in October, we have a special guest, and I'm not lying. We have one of the directors from season one of Gotham will be joining our podcast. How cool is that? I'll give you details next week, name and time of when that podcast will be. That will be like a special podcast, so it might not be on Tuesdays. It might be whenever the director is available. So please call in. If you're listening to our podcast right now, please call in on that date so you could ask your questions up to the director, to one of the directors. Of course, as you know, throughout the season, they use multiple directors, so he's one of them from season one.
Hey, Sue, do me a favor, man. Can you do me a favor? Can you tell the listeners out there in podcast land that they don't have to be afraid to call in? You don't have to be an expert on this podcast.
No.
Talk with us.
Exactly. You do not have to be an expert. I'm not an expert. People might think just because I'm the host, I should know everything. No, I don't. So sorry. Yeah, wrong show.
Yeah.
I'm just a fan like you, man. It's totally supposed to be fun, laid back, just chill out. You having fun, Karina?
Yeah, I really am.
All right. Just laid back. Chill out. Lean back.
Yeah.
Lean back. All right. So let's go. Let's see. We asked Karina. She said it was a so-so episode. Let's go to you, Chris, from Candor.
Hey, yeah. What's up?
What'd you think of last night's episode, Knock Knock?
Oh, I haven't watched it. I haven't been watching it for fun either. So I'm going to watch them tonight, and I will let you know.
You didn't watch last week's either?
No. Chris, you
what's going on?
Now.
I was your fan.
Wow.
I'm going to watch them tonight, I promise. And that's really been...
Yeah, make it a double blockbuster Gotham night, a two-hour event at your house.
Yeah, man, get in your panties and pop some popcorn. And
yeah, get some penguins surrounded.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. All right, let's get out of that scene. I'm going to open the floor to you guys. Anything you want to talk about Gotham? And now is the time, Karina. So if you have any question either about last night's episode or the previous one, and just want to hash out, now is the time. Let me give you one of mine. I've been wanting to die to talk to you guys. What do you guys think of Gordon and the Doctor having a kid in real life? The two actors, yes, Ben and the Doctor lady, are having a kid. I mean, how cool is that? That's how much chemistry they have. Let's go to you, Matt.
I think that's pretty crazy because I was reading that at Movie Pilot that they also are married in real life.
I should have like a musical Be Warned of Movie Pilot jingle. I'll try to make one up.
Yeah. I have some other Movie Pilot news considering.
Oh, wait, are they Gotham related before we go somewhere there?
No. They'll be on the next podcast for Marvel.
Okay, cool. All right, great. Yeah, do it on your show, bro.
Yeah.
All right, let's go use Speed Force Frank. The floor is yours, sir. Knock, dunk.
I'm liking the show right now. I know it just started out. It's pretty interesting that the most beloved character from last season, the Penguin, has just been, you know, just sprinkled here and sprinkled there.
Right.
I know they're still introducing characters, but I wanted to make a suggestion to you. I know it's your show, but for the time that the director calls in, I mean, don't you think you should get some questions and have them pre-screened just in case somebody might ask a weird question and you might not get that person to come back? You know what I mean? Like, maybe we can just offer you.
No, you know, I'm going to keep it just like how we do it, you know? Kick back.
Okay.
And if someone wants to prank us, hey, it's live. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He's a grown-up. But thanks. And no, I appreciate it. But you know what? He's going to be just talking to us just the way we normally talk. And I don't know if you heard our other celebrity guest call-ins on Smallville Talk. We had Sam Jones. We just had it open. Mm-hmm. People were talking, asking him questions.
Yeah, that was so cool.
That was fun. And then we had a couple other people. We had a director from Smallville that called in. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was just
kicked
back.
He did
back
the episode Persuasion.
You know, I trust my fans,
Fortune.
You know. I hope.
Hey,
now that Francesco's like, okay, well, fuck you. I'm going to ask all these questions.
Don't sabotage me,
Francesco.
I won't.
Hey, Zeus,
thank
you're
you, sir.
Steve Glasson of the West Coast, man.
I'm the what? Oh, right? No, but it's going to be fun. He's going to, you know, I'm going to have questions. I'm going to be like, yo, how is, you know, the dynamic between DC and the studio? Can you give notes, you know, regarding the DC characters and see what he says? And also the editing process, you know, how much, time does it take from shoot to, you know, finish, you know, in that process? Do they shoot video? Do they shoot film? You know, it just depends what format. You know, I'm in it for the technicality. So if you guys want to bring in some questions about the show or, hey, how did you start as a director, tell us. And I'm sure he has a great story. So it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to you, Karina. The floor is yours, ma'am. Anything about Gotham?
Yeah, put me on the spot. Well, I actually had I was talking to Joe about this yesterday, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Jerome is Joker, or maybe Galvin might be Joker? What exactly do you feel?
I'm going to stick with it. Yeah, I think Jerome is going to be the Joker. I mean, it's so obvious. I know it's so easy and obvious to see that. But, yeah, I'm gonna stick with that. What do you guys think?
I don't know, man. I've been hearing different stuff on different things on the Internet and on different podcasts. A lot of people are saying that he's not the Joker, in fact. And if you remember at the beginning of – not the beginning, but when we first saw Jerome in season one, the writers on Twitter, you know, Gotham has an official Twitter account. They were teasing that Jerome may not be the Joker. I don't know if that's just like a swerve or what they're trying
to do. Yeah, they might want
to
just throw us off. But like I said, it's so obvious right now.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's how I'm like, I'll just give them that. You know, I mean, I guess I'm not giving them that much credit. Like, there's no way they could pull a switch somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me, because, I mean, you know, surprise me. And if that's the big shock that it's not him, then I'm going to be, like, bowing down to Gotham writers, because I'm like, you totally tricked me. I totally bought it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll give it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would be disappointed if Jerome doesn't turn out to be Joker. Cause
right? After all that?
I just
it's like a big audition.
Come on. He definitely so does.
Agree.
Come on. Like.
Yes. And Speed Force Frank, what do you think? Is it Jerome or not the Joker?
I mean, at this point, I think he's a Joker. I know sometimes, you know, people look into things and then your head gets twisted about it and you start confusing yourself. But, I mean, with the whole thing of last night saying, like, the whole thing with laughing, him laughing. I mean,
yeah.
His hair is pulled all the way back and he's got a strand over his forehead like the Joker when his hair starts getting messed up. I mean,
yeah.
At this point, if that's not it, I mean... But the thing is I think he's...
That's exactly how I feel.
But he's going through the Fish Mooney phase right now where he's overacting a lot. Not him.
Way too over the top. Yeah, that's why I call it the Broadway acting.
But I think he'll grow on me, especially when they were throwing those bodies over the roof and he was just sitting there and he was pointing out where he wanted to go. I think that was really neat.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right, so that concludes our show of Gotham Talk. Thank you guys for calling in. And Karina, please join us whenever you're free. We're here every Tuesday talking about Gotham. Give us a shout-out, starting with you, Joe.
I just want to say it's nice to be back on the podcast after, 5 months of a break, and now we got another 9 months of television. So, yeah, man, it's good to be back. Anyone listening, if they want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at RedBlueSuperDude.
There you go. Follow him. He has cool tweets. Don't think I don't read them, Joe. All right, let's go to you, Francesco.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Francesco. You can catch me on Twitter, Francesco1081, and that's it.
Oh, it's not Speed Force Frank anymore?
I'm going to change it back. I just had to change it for...
I'm like, that was cool. The way you did it with your name and then
I had to do it for business, but I'm going to change it back.
Okay, yeah. Well, create another one then. Can you just
that
create another one?
One's good enough for me.
Okay. All right, Karina. I'm sorry, Frank. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. Karina, give us your shout-out as we wrap up the show, Gotham Talk.
Thank y'all for having me. I enjoyed it. But... Of course, this is Karina from Texas.
Woo, woo. All right, well, thank you. And also thank you, Joe, for introducing Karina to the podcast. And see, it's that easy. You know, it's just a bunch of friends hanging out and talking about this week's Gotham. All right, guys, have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.